98.1 CHFI, it's Darren Osborne here, and I am one of the luckiest people on the planet right now. I am joined on the phone by one of my personal idols. I mean that. He's a star of stage and of screen. He's got a big one-man show coming to the Princess of Wales Theater in July. Hugh Jackman is here. Hello, Hugh!
Darren, thank you very much. How are you, buddy?
I'm absolutely fantastic, especially right now. I gotta say, right off the bat, I'm a huge, huge fan of yours. This is an absolute honor and a thrill for me. And
oh, thank you, man.
First things first, one thing I'm always really, really impressed with you is that every time I see you, no matter where it is, be it on a late night TV show or hosting an award show or in your movies, doing live appearances, your stage appearances, your performances, it's always your A game. How do you do that every single time?
Yeah, wow. I don't know. It doesn't always feel A to me.
Really?
You know, I learned something, actually, John Travolta. I learned something from him in one of my early movies. He was talking about award shows, and he said, you know how sometimes it's a fashion for people to go out and sort of pretend like they're reading the prompter and mumbling a bit?
Right.
He said, I'm a big fan of just turning up and really doing it, prepare and do it. And I've been around enough for the legends, and I kind of see they will all work really hard. So wherever it is, I do prepare, and I try to, when I turn up, really sort of turn up.
Well, that really means a lot to me to hear you say that, because for me, in my little tiny performance compared to yours, it's all about preparation. Every day, it's all about the preparation before I go on.
Yeah.
So if you have the same mantra, if you will, as I do, that means there's hope for me yet. Thank you, Hugh.
I'm just not out there as much as you, mate. You know, the Oscars only comes around once a year. The Tony, you're on every day.
Well,
for a number of hours. So.
You're very kind. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Now, as you look over the huge list of accolades, the things that you've accomplished over the years, it's really unbelievable. You've been in some of the biggest movies and productions in recent memory. When you look over your long list, is there anything that you still say to yourself, oh, I wish I could do this, or one more thing I want to accomplish is this? Anything left?
Yeah, I must admit I do harbor a desire to do a movie musical. I sort of, musicals was a surprise to me, where I kind of started off in musicals, but I trained as an actor, more classically trained actor, and I could sing, but I didn't know if I was going to go that way. And I sort of, after this first job, which was a TV series, I went into doing three sort of musicals. So I kind of got into that, and then I got into movies, and I always loved movie musicals, Singing in the Rain, you know, West Side Story. I think they're great. So I would love to do one of those one day, and looks like that's coming true, because I'm going to do Les Miserables, the movie version of it, next year.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, you are going to kill.
I'm excited. Yeah, that's something I need to bring my A game for.
Well, I have no fear about that. It'll absolutely be your A game. Don't worry about that. Now, you know, of all the things that you have been able to be a part of so far over your illustrious career, what are you most proud of? Is there one thing that kind of sits at the top of the pile for you?
That's a good question. I think if I had to pick one, I would say the Broadway version of The Boy from Oz. It came at a certain time where I just knew in my gut it was the right thing to do. I had a few people saying, you shouldn't do it. I went through it, that we opened. I have to say, we didn't get great reviews. The show didn't. But all along, it felt like the right thing. And then it turned out to be sort of a big hit. But I just really loved it. It was like one of those gifts that came to me that I'll forever be grateful for. You know, and I do a little bit of Peter Allen in the show that I'm going to be doing up in Toronto, and play around with the audience and do a bit of ad-libbing. I'm looking forward to doing that.
Yeah, for sure. Now, we're talking with Hugh Jackman, star of stage and screen, Wolverine, if you will, if I may.
Yes, you may. Well, we're about to shoot another version of that, another movie. So
I heard about that. That's huge. Wow. When can we expect that?
Well, we shoot in October, so it'll probably come out a year after that. That's usually around the timeline. So probably, the numbers sound crazy to me. What is that, 2012, 13?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It seems like so far away, doesn't it? Yeah.
It all seems ridiculous.
Well, believe me, we around here are excited for that movie. But a little closer to now, tell us about your new production and your concert. What we're going to see with you July 5th at the Princess of Wales Theater. This is very exciting.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of singing, obviously, a lot of dancing, a lot of stories that I tell, mainly embarrassing ones. Don't worry, you'll be hearing a lot of stories about my not-so-A game. there's, you know, I show some footage. I have a video screen, I show footage, and And there's a lot of surprises, but the music is sort of the music I love. It kind of feels like an indulgence, like ultimate karaoke. I have 17-piece orchestra, brilliant band, playing my favorite stuff, which is shows I've done, musical shows I've wanted to do, some standards, a little bit of sort of rock and roll, and so we really mix it up, which is sort of my taste.
And this sounds absolutely fantastic. I can't wait to see this. Now, I was looking at some of the, if you will, some of the fine print, and it says the show is 90 minutes, no break.
Yeah, I know. I kind of, you know, I've done it once before the show, and I did it the very first night with an interval, and I'm not a fan of intervals myself.
Wow, really?
Either in the theater, once I'm into something, I'm into it. You know, like,
yeah.
I like movies that way, you know. We used to take an intermission. Now we're like, come on, I'm into it. And, you know, at the moment, I may play around that. I may put an interval in because now I'm working on a new number I want to put in with a lot more dancing in it. So I'll see. But, yeah, make sure you go to the bathroom before you sit down.
Well, I tip my hat to you. If you're going to be on stage for 90 minutes singing and dancing and interacting with the crowd, that is going to be awesome and good for you.
Oh,
wow.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, no, trust me, I designed the show so that, for me, it was just the greatest fun I could possibly have. So I hope that rubs off and everyone else has a good time.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Now, speaking of having fun, where is it that you find you do have the most fun? Is it on stage? Is it when you're singing, when you're doing a movie? Is it in a play? Where do you have the most fun on stage?
Yeah, on stage is the most amount of fun I have. I love that immediacy. I spent a lot of years on stage, so I feel very at home there. Don't get me wrong, I love movies, I love that camaraderie you have, but if I gave you my top 10 moments, all of them would be on stage.
Really? That's so cool. So when you talk about on stage, would there ever be a world where you could see yourself being a singer full time?
No. No, I don't think so.
You're a great singer.
No, I kind of see myself as an actor, and when I sing, I kind of take it from a character point of view. I love singing. Probably, though, acting is my greater love.
Really? Oh, well, absolutely. You're fantastic in all different venues, and I mean that seriously.
Thank you, man.
We can't wait to see you on stage again. It's been an absolute thrill for me to talk to you. I really, really enjoyed
this.
Well,
thank you, Darren. You're very good for my ego. I'm ringing you up daily. Is that all right with you?
Hey, if we could make that happen, you know, I'd be on board for that. I wish you the best of luck with the brand new show, July 5th at the Princess of Wales Theater. It's 2 weeks only. The one and only Hugh Jackman with an 18-piece orchestra. It's going to be awesome. Thank you so much, Hugh.
Good on you, Darren. Take care, mate. I appreciate it. See you there.